He started the whole world singing a song, and the song continues today, along with Christmas trivia, the reading of Luke chapter 2, and more. Next on Homecoming Radio. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and hey, welcome to
Homecoming Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, alongside this great cast of characters, ready to get things started. Kevin Williams, Mark Lowry, Michael Booth,
that's me.
Buddy Green,
Rufus,
Lauren Talley, Gene McDonald,
ho ho folks,
Corey Taft. And the one and only Bill Gaither, who has assembled some of the best musical parties I know of throughout the previous decades to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we'll revisit some of those moments today.
Picture in your mind's eye the reds and the greens and the winter scene and some of the most talented singers this side of heaven to tell the greatest story ever told.
And Bill, we've had some wonderful Christmas homecomings over the years, and we're going to highlight those today on our program.
Gloria and I got the idea for this song in a restaurant in New York City where everybody from all different places of the world were there, but they were united on one thing, and that was singing about the birth of Christ. Yeah. They were singing joy to the world, the Lord. It was amazing. And I looked at Gloria and said, you could say one thing about the little baby.
Yeah.
He started the whole world singing.
Yeah.
I think there's probably music before then, but the angels started singing that night, and they have never quit singing. Listen.
Before the song started, the world brokenhearted was dreamlessly passing the long Then a dark, lonely hillside was spangled with light, and a song burst into the night.
Sing along. He started.
He started.
Started the whole world singing a song. It's a good way to start today's program on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Bust up in some time by close to midnight. A big old boy came knocking at my door. He said his wife was just about to have a baby and that she just couldn't travel anymore. I said the rooms have all been rented out, but they'd find shelter out there in the barn.
They could throw some blankets in the stable. At least they would be dry and safe from harm. Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. No strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Sometime before dawn I was awakened. Light was flooding through the window pane. A star as bright as moonlight was a-shining. And pretty music I cannot explain. Well, I ran downstairs to have a look around. And I tell you, I could not believe my eyes. A crowd had gathered all around the manger. And they were talking about God's big surprise. Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there had a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Shepherds said that they've been on a hillside, telling stories just to stay awake. The baby lambs were sleeping near the campfire. The ewes were huddled by a stone fence gate. And then the sky just seemed to open wide, with a light sound that they could hardly bear. What they swore were angels singing chorus. You'll find a new Messiah over there. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Come and see, come and see, come and see.
The Vocal Band,
right here on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Adam Crabb. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
It's now time to play Why Not with the man who invented the phrase. That's you, Bill.
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
It's time for our Christmas pop quiz. Let's see how well our cast of characters know the Christmas story.
Okay.
Test.
All right. How does the Bible describe how Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem?
On a prevost.
That's a bus.
So A is Mary walked alongside Joseph. Or B, Mary rode a donkey, Joseph walked with her. Or C, Mary walked, but sometimes was carried by Joseph.
B.
Or D, Mary rode a donkey and Joseph walked, but they were airlifted in the same hot air balloon as appeared on the cover of an early Gaither Vocal Band record.
Oh.
E, none of the above.
It's probably D, but...
That's funny.
For the sake of doctrine, let's go with...
Let's go with B. I think we should.
Well, guys, the answer is actually E. Uh-huh. The Bible never mentions the mode of travel.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. We are brainwashed by all the pageants.
Sure. And all the cantatas.
None of
we have read the Bible at some point, Daniel. I mean, somebody in this room surely has some time.
She was pregnant. That was the only mode of transportation. I bet you she rode a donkey.
He didn't carry her.
I hope he didn't carry her.
We're pushing back on this.
Bill, you were there. What was it like?
I loved Howard and Vestal Goodman, and this is one of my favorites.
Great
unspeakable
cut.
Joy.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Promised Messiah. Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and P.
has been born. Let's join all creation and see.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Come and adore him, young Mary's sweet boy. There in the manger asleep. Eden's deep pool will be taken away by the Lamb lying there with the sheep.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Angels are everywhere.
And thanks for joining us for this special homecoming Christmas. You know, it... buddy, that's great. You know, it wouldn't be Christmas without the familiar tradition of the reading of Luke 2.
And sharing some Christmas memories along the way. That and more still to come.
From the same musician behind the Homecoming Radio theme song to this Christmas classic, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, here's Otis Forrest. It's a Christmas homecoming here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Guys, when you think about Christmas, you got to think about the food.
Oh,
the
traditions.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas food, have any of you guys ever been lucky enough to get some of Gloria's coffee can honey wheat bread?
Oh,
seriously. I am not kidding. I have been. I slather it with butter. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me give you just the highlights of it. You get a big old bowl. You put in water, sugar, yeast, and ginger. That's a little secret.
Really?
And you let it sit there till it gets all bubbly. And then you throw in some vegetable oil, honey, evaporated milk. You didn't see that one coming, did you? And then you mix that all together. And then one cup at a time, you add whole wheat flour and white flour. So mix it all up with a big mixer. It makes a lot of noise. And then you grease coffee cans. I'm not even kidding.
What?
Coffee cans. And you put the batter in the coffee cans, and you seal it with lids, and then you let it rise until the lid pops off. That's when you know it's done.
Can you use those little Keurig pods?
No, you cannot. But when the lid pops up, that's usually when Bill comes running in the kitchen, not unlike a dog hearing the sound of the can opener. Yeah. Then you bake it. It comes out. It's gorgeous. You let it cool. You get it out of the can. You serve it hot, slather it with butter. Oh, my gosh.
So good.
That sounds awesome.
I want some now. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Tori, I'm going to text you the number of my cardiologist, okay?
I did a little bit too much butter slathering there.
The butter thing.
Yeah, I know. It kind of worries people.
But it is so good.
It is so good.
It is so good.
Here's the Rick Webb Trio.
At the inner halls of heaven, away from the walls of security, Jesus came down to lay in a manger. Lord is the King of eternity. Angels proclaimed his miraculous entrance. This is the Son of God. Tyrants will try him, his own will deny him. The world will cry, crucify. I stand in awe of his excellent greatness. I am amazed at his power and might. He left the splendor of heaven to save us. His excellent greatness has given me.
I be forgiven, no other way for my sins to be paid. Jesus, the Almighty King of creation, laid down his life so that I could be saved. I'm happy to serve, though I'll never deserve a part in his family. He's here to proclaim there's love in his name and grace in his excellency.
In those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn.
Now there are in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Lift up.
Sandy Patty, Bethlehem Morning on Homecoming Radio.
Mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child, delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brought cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claim. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus. There is something. Something about that name.
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's
Gaither and all the Homecoming friends here on Homecoming Radio.
And thanks for joining us today for this Homecoming Christmas. Till next time, from all of us to all of you and your family,
Merry Christmas! Christmas.
Goal of the day was to make you smile during Christmas. Christmas can be a tough time, but there's so much to smile about and there's so much to be optimistic about. And he still changes lives today. Thank you, Lord.